it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. From the east, there's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book.
Yes, sir.
It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am your host this afternoon on this broadcast, Watchmen for Jesus. Watchmen for Jesus. Welcome. Those joining us, this is brought to you by Watchmen for Jesus Network. That'd be my network after the third try. Oh, yes, we've been round and round. I've got followers that go back 5 years. I got some that just recent. They start hearing me talk. They say, what in the world is he talking about? Well, family, I will give you evidence, everything I say. But, family, I don't want you to believe me. I do not want you to believe a word I say from the time I talk, time I finish. I want you to challenge everything I say. Challenge it, man, on your own. Challenge it. Don't take one word, one person's word for anything, today or any day, no time. You find it yourself. You'll get clues. You'll connect dots. Don't be lazy. Now's not a time. It's time for you to connect the dots, to find out the truth. And deception is the rule, not the exception. Deception is throughout the networks, the alternative news. Matter of fact, congressional records prove that the Council of Foreign Relations, and then before that, J.P. Morgan, controls all the newspapers, TV, radio, as it advanced in technology, passed on to the Council of Foreign Relations. Congressional records prove this. It's stated in congressional records. You understand this? Once in a while, an editor will sneak out a report because of some kind of conviction in his heart to tell the truth, or some reporter will get something out that he shouldn't, and they will kill them. Family, you've lost four network broadcasters in 24 hours have died just this past week or two. Did you know that? And a fifth one was kind of told, you better leave. Tim Russert was murdered. There's no doubt about that. No doubt about it. Family, when they're done with you, they kill you. Freemasons, you better listen to what I'm telling you. I'm not giving you a theory. I'm telling you what they will do. I promise you, it will happen. They're going to kill you. The Great White Brotherhood will take out all those members of the secret societies and Freemasons. You will die. They will kill you. Chapter 15 of the Protocols. It is a valid document. They've done it already to those that's not Freemasons and those that were, that decided to tell the truth. They have murdered them in different ways. I'm not going to talk about that today, but I'm telling you, I'm going to talk a little bit about it, but not a lot, because that in itself is a program. I give you a little bit of evidence. You need to seek it out. And the thing that holds you back is that blood oath. The same kind of blood oath that your sororities and fraternities members take to put them under subjugation, to use the colleges as a recruiting depots. They're not colleges of education. Every college, every university, according to evidence, slam dunk evidence, going back to the 1900s, early 1900s till today, every college and every university is, in fact, a school of humanism under your noses. This is everything I tell you I can prove that even a Harvard professor will not be able to refute, because several of them are involved in it. I got quotes from them, too, confirming it. They start with your children at 6 years old, and including you. I don't care who you are. If you're over 90 years old, you're included, because they started this in the 1900s. Every public school is a school of humanism. Unquote, Charles Francis Potter, 1930. It's a fact. Your father of American education, John Dewey, was a humanist of his own right, and one evil individual, as was Horace Mann. Oh, yeah. All these are facts. Family, you better wake up and really, really take a hard look, especially the military. And I'm going to talk about that today, the military. And before I get to the military suicides, as I said I would yesterday, I'm going to talk about a little bit of yesterday. I wanted to save this for today. About the origin of Mohammed, the prophet, and Islam, I got a little bit of extra information for you. Before I get going, because I feel urged to move on today, I want to dedicate the broadcast because that's the most important. And we're just going to go through it. Sit back, grab your tea and coffee. If you're taking notes, take them. If you're not, whatever, do whatever you want. This is recorded. You can get it on my archives. I have a 24-hour loop on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. It runs 24/7. My Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And also I want to remind you that the broadcast is also played, random broadcasts and Bible studies, at highpointradio.net. Highpointradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. He has sponsors up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, where it's mighty, mighty cold up there. He has three or four towers, and he plays up in that area. He has sponsors up there, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. So you can find his sponsors on his website and use them if you can, and give him a good word and maybe donations for him up there. It has nothing to do with me other than he plays my broadcast and Bible studies. And I have appreciation. That's how it works. But he runs a program, a show. He has towers and so forth. Me, well, I got my little home network here, and computer's all over the place, and I do my own thing. I'm dedicated to broadcast, and then let's get going here. Lord, we come to you today in prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us of our sins, those that's asking, those that's praying. Lord, you know the hearts of all those today. To teach us and show us, Lord, how it is that we can be pleasing in your sight, that we fulfill thy will, not our own. We pray for our families and our friends and our own soul. We pray that, Father, you keep your shield of protection over us this day, the full armor of God, and in the leadership of the Holy Spirit for everyone. Lord, remind us of those things that's holding back the answer to our prayers, to remind us why, Lord, that we'll do better, or Lord, we'll clear up any debt that we have, debt of some forgiveness that we may have to do. We thank you, Lord, for each other this day, and most of all for you, Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for our Christian brothers and sisters, those who have just become reborn. We pray for all the people who have total faith in you, Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray for the souls who are reaching for their salvation, and that they take your hand and walk this narrow path with you. Lord, we do pray that these seekers who have no knowledge of you, Lord, that you'll find a way through divine appointments from that dark road to that narrow path that leads the way to you. And Lord, they'll gain wisdom from your truth, and that these souls will receive eternal life, the sacrifice you made on the cross, your resurrection, and the promise you're coming back. Lord, we pray for those listening today and all the rest of this week and this Watchman for Jesus program, Lord, we have. The Bible studies at night. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have to do these. We pray for families. And Lord, you give them a triple portion of courage, understanding, wisdom, and strength for us all. We pray for your army, Lord, that it'll grow strong and mighty. And the outpouring of the Holy Spirit will bring up your army to spread the gospel, to do the reproving in the name of Jesus Christ, even in the churches, to lift up your holy word in the King James Bible. And we do pray that discernment will come to the forefront of all the unbelievers, that, Father, you'll bring them up with divine appointments, that, Father, you know their heart. We do pray for these churches and ministries that are bringing the false teachings to everyone, to open up their own eyes and ears and hearts so they'll start bringing the truth to their sheep. Because there's those who are there, they're searching for nourishment, not getting it. Father, we pray for your blessings on these, and we ask the Holy Spirit to bind up all the powers and principalities and the evil forces that are causing these distractions and misguidance. Father, we call for those warring angels to come down, the ministering angels, the Holy Spirit, and the sevenfold Spirit of God to come down and do battle for us on this earth today. Father, we thank you for the power and authority over the enemy and the use of the name of Jesus Christ. In the sword of the Spirit in the King James Bible. In his name we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You know, I've talked about what I'm getting ready to say today before many times in Bible studies. And family, this isn't a spiritual show. This isn't a religious show. This isn't a Christian show. This is a broadcast. Family, the reality is there is a God. Reality is there is Jesus Christ. He's coming back. The reality of this world is supernatural. It's not secular. It's not Joint Chief of Staff. It's not ISIS. It's not your kings and queens and your presidents and all that. That's, oh man, they come and they go. Notice that. You notice that? They come and they go. Here today, gone the next. Earache holders are dime a dozen. They have no power whatsoever. The President of the United States has less power than a member of the Knights of Malta. Like Jerry Boykin. They're not patriots. They're members of secret societies. It works this way in every country. The true power of this physical world, for the time being, it will not be forever. Matter of fact, it's coming to a very close end. It won't be before the tribulation. The tribulations will cause it to happen, but there's a lot yet to happen in the future today. They have to go by the biblical principles. They can't go outside the Bible. Notice that. If they were in control, why do they have to go by the book? Why can't they just do their own thing and just bring this new world order together? How come they can't do that? How come they can't make it public? Because they're not in control. Are you Illuminati? And are you royal families of blue bloodline? And you so-called military specialists out there in the CFR, the Council of Foreign Relations, your Bilderberg group, the highest level of our elite, you're not in control. You're subjugated in slavery because of your blood oath that you've taken. You're the slaves. We're not. You have pinned yourself into a corner because the blood oath you've taken now requires you to kowtow to the Illuminati. If you don't, you're in fear of your life, are you not? And your family. Hard to sleep at night, isn't it? Very difficult. You have to justify the evil things and lies that you tell, not only your families, but your fellow servicemen as well, or your fellow senators and whatever. You have to lie to cover up your nonsense. So you're the slaves. We're not. It's all reversed and reversed back. Now, I've talked about this material world before. It's temporary. Everything in this world, notice, everything is temporary. You will not name one thing permanent. Nothing. Nothing is permanent. There's no lasting earthly satisfaction at all. Marriage, family, money, fame, enlightenment, travel, athletics, academic achievement. Nothing completes the joy. You know what they're doing in Nicaragua? They got this sled thing that they go down the side of a volcano at 60 miles per hour. It's called, I forgot, volcano sledding or some nonsense. The people climb these mountains of Mount Everest and all. Why? You get up there, I'm up here. Okay, boy, it's cold up here. Whoa. Okay, let's go back down. That was fun. Wow. And you put your name up there, leave something, I don't know, take pictures. Hello. You know, with a mountain goat, I don't know, whatever. And so you got your picture and you go on YouTube and you do a Facebook and eventually it just goes away. Then 5 years later you say at a bar or church or some meeting and, hey, guess what, man? I went to Mount Everest. Yeah, right. No, I did. Yeah, sure. What's your name? Oh, you did climb. Hey, John, buy this guy a drink or get him a sarsaparilla or something. I don't know, whatever. He climbed Mount Everest. Really? Wow, great. That's a great job. Okay. All right. So, we will invite you over for hot dogs sometimes. Well, we got to go. It's over. Then by the time you're 80 or 70, well, darling, I'll climb Mount Everest. They say, you're right, old man. You sure are. Get on back to your room. Then by the time you're dead, everything, who cares? Nobody knows. Everything in this world is temporary. Super Bowl, temporary. Everything, marriage is temporary. Everything is temporary. Sometimes people marriages, well, sometimes it's not good enough for them. They commit adultery. Let me tell you, that's the stupidest thing you can do. I know this for a fact. Lying and cheating and all that is it darkens your soul. I will tell you. Everything on this earth is temporary. Everything. Any satisfaction you gain from any quest fades quickly. Becomes a vague memory. If it can be remembered at all. For others, it's like, are you going to tell me that same old story again? Come on, Grandpa. But to be sure, there's happy events along the way, though. Memories you reflect back on. Unexpected moments when you experience pure delight for that second, that minute, maybe five. You can never go back, though, in time to relive them, recapture the sensation. That missed 2 points had won the game, or the 2 points you gained and you were the winner for the 1965 show or something that happened. You reflect back on it in a 10-year class reunion. And then when the class reunion is over, it's over. You got 10 more years, you talk about it again. Then the third one, 30 years later, you talk about it again. You're missing a lot of people that time. A lot of divorces happened that period of time. It's all the same. Where am I going with this? Why do you keep seeking for something to satisfy? Simply put, it's because we have to. You know, whether we realize it or not, our souls are thirsty for God. That's what it's all about. Satan puts these things in our path to keep us misdirected. Something gets old, he puts something there to keep you busy. Keeps your mind tied up. Distracted. One thing after the other. What did Victoria Osteen, a humanist, as Joel Osteen, both are humanists, say? She said, do good for yourself and God will be happy. That is absolutely insane. That's the biggest lie ever was. I can't believe that at least half of her congregation should have walked out in the stands completely almost empty the next Sunday or whenever. That's how it should have been. Because they would have realized that, my gosh, they're really humanist. Let's get out of your Satanist. Absolutely. Luciferian, that's humanism. Do good for yourself and God will be happy? You'll never find that in the Bible. That was a test. That's how the humanists do that. And look at the people they draw. 25,000, 20,000. That's bigger than the Michael Jackson concert back in the day. That was a test also, by the way, when she said that in her congregation, in that service, when she said, do good for yourself and God will be happy. That was a test to see how the reaction would be. That's how the Illuminati checks the mindset of the population. That's what that was for. Oh, they're not that stupid. They're that sneaky. But you know, every desire, every aspiration, every longing of our nature is nothing less than a yearning for God in our lives, and we don't have Him. We ignore Him, we deny Him, so we find something to replace Him. It's always temporary. Every single time. We were born for His love from the very beginning. Man was created for His love from the very beginning. We can't live without it. That's where you get your permanent satisfaction. He's the happiness for which we've been searching for all our lives. Everything you desire is found supernaturally in Him. You're not home yet, family. This is temporary. This is Paris Island. This is boot camp for you. Remember the fallen angels? They were down here to lead mankind. They fell into lust. The first series of fallen angels to lead man before the flood. It didn't work out so well at all. The second wave of angels that were watchers to lead man was after Nimrod. That still didn't work out too good because they... That's when they created all the religions, the ancient mystery schools of religion, Nimrod. And it led later to Christianity. Jesus is not about a religion. He's about your salvation. He's not about any religion. I mean, all religions are corrupt. All of them. You name it, a religion, it's corrupt. It's not of God. Jesus Christ is of God. Jesus Christ is God incarnate in human flesh. Not about a religion, four walls, or some ism or whatever. You join church, whatever. All of them, anyway, are led by the Illuminati. Charles Taze Russell, Ellen G. White, Joseph Smith, the popes, the pastors and preachers are members of 501c3, the humanists, Jesuits disguised as Baptist ministers, a lot of them. They've infiltrated the churches since 1887. I can tell you exactly when, I can tell you exactly who. National Council of Churches, Federal Council of Churches. Satan is a busy, busy boy because he knows his time is short. God has put the Holy Spirit in our hearts. And this is why. Now, listen. This is why, going back to what I said about, 30 minutes ago. Their minions, their followers, don't live long after they complete the mission. They're enticed. That longing for God, the Holy Spirit's there pulling them. But Satan's world system includes commerce and politics and religion, education, entertainment, all of it. World kingdoms, world organizations. And through this world system that he has designed, Satan offers people power, riches, possessions, worldly honors, intellectual achievement, social prestige, and all kinds of pleasures. Satan can give people about anything they could want for short period of time. Make them satisfied, remain under his rule to leave God out of their lives. Now, in fact, there's 7 specific areas that's quantified. Each one I could do a show on. It's still not covered. Literally, education, philosophy, religion, all of them. Science, the arts, politics, and finance. Called Ashram Rays of the New Age movement. Family, it's quantified. There's objectives. I can show you exactly how they do it. Through the Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission, Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of National Affairs, Gorbachev Foundation, United Nations, Roundtable, Illuminati, etc., etc. The Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, etc., are all foot soldiers for the Illuminati. They have an organization second to none, but it will be destroyed. That's what the tribulations are going to do, is completely destroy it. And it will happen. There's nothing they can do to stop it. No matter what technology they have, no matter how smart they think they are, there's nothing they can do to stop the coming tribulation when God says it's time. And they're all placated by all those areas I just mentioned. That's how they're lied to, because the world is in their grasp. And the world is temporary. When you find yourself restless and thirsting for something more in life, respond to the invitation Jesus has given you. He says, come to me and drink. John 7:37. Go and drink freely of his grace, his cup, and forgiveness. Experience true joy. But you will fall into tribulation. You will fall into testing. You can't sit on in the middle of the fence. You've got to be on one side or the other. All that I want is in Jesus. He satisfies the joy he supplies. Life would be worthless without him. All things in Jesus you find. That is the trick. That is the step. That is the solution. And one good point I can agree with, that God's rules of engagement are different than Satan's rules of engagement. Satan's rules of engagement are to reduce life. God's rules of engagement is to give you eternal life. Now, this is not a philosophical show. It's not a religious show. It is a show of reality. If I was going to brief the Joint Chief of Staff as a captain back in the Marine Corps, I would tell him the same thing. I probably wouldn't last very long. But that would be the stupidity that they would rest upon to say, this doesn't mean anything to us. They will fail. They have already many times since FDR, since Woodrow Wilson. They failed every time for the dictatorship that they've tried to achieve. I've proven over and over and over that they tried to accomplish. I showed yesterday ISIS does not exist in the form that they're telling you. ISIS is simply the intelligence agencies using the dialectic to cause chaos, to bring order. It's controlled by the Vatican. The Jesuits. Our own leaders have targeted our own troops. You know why? Because they're setting us up for the North American Union. And they know our troops, our military is strong. Well, it was. But 26 doggone suicides a day, tell me how strong that is. When they control them by technology and psychotropic drugs, suicide, post-traumatic stress that's been induced, exacerbated since Vietnam, by design. Agent Orange to create the cancers. Glycerol factory was given to the Russians by us so they could build glycerol, make it, manufacture it, and give it to the VC by design to manage the war, to make sure we did not succeed in Korea, nor Vietnam, nor Iraq. And that's through our own Council of Foreign Relations did that. Clearly, evidence confirms the Council of Foreign Relations is responsible for the deaths of all those in the Second World War and Korea. The blood is on their hands. This is confirmed. This is not some emotional outburst of whatever. This is a fact, because they have planned it. They made sure the Chinese remained communist by using our own fleet against their own troops. Nobody said a word. MacArthur really tried to warn us, but it didn't last very long. Patton was going to do something about it, and they murdered him. They held that retirement over the heads of the other convicted general staffs and colonels and whatever. You want to retire? You better shut up. And they do. So it's very deep what I'm talking about. This is how it really works. So the rules of engagement, family, by the bloodline that carries this Illuminati, the rules of engagement are designed to control the outcome of every single war, including major battles. Strategy does not win, as you're taught in Command and Staff, Amphibious Warfare, or TBS. Strategy doesn't win if it's against the policy of the Illuminati to win or lose the war. I've studied them. I can tell you each one of them. I think I owe you one bit of evidence before I continue, because I can't get caught up in this. I got a lot more to talk about today, and I'm already behind. I got a lot to tell you today, family. God's put a lot in my heart this week. Abraham Lincoln, is that good enough for you? Abraham Lincoln said, just as one example, 1860s, he said that quote, talking about the Civil War, "This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery," the Pope, okay, "popery, that we now see our land reddened with the blood of her noblest sons. Though there were great differences of opinion between the South and the North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on the promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money and the arms of the Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us. Unquote. You find that in 50 years in the Church of Rome. Author is Charles Chitney, page 388. The documents, or the book is 1885, copyright. That's just one tiny example. And I got examples for all of it. This is how war is really waged. This is the same for Germany, for Russia, China, doesn't matter. Their leaders are not for the citizens. Putin, the leader of China, Obama, Cameron, I don't care who they are, play a role. They're told to play a role. Bush, Clinton, FDR, every single doggone one of them, your Venturas, your Schwarzeneggers, whatever their names are, they play a role. They're under the control of the secret societies. They lie, they cheat, they murder, they... In every case, they're involved in deep, dark activities because they're all for one purpose. Satan's rules of engagement. Satan's setup for a new world order. This is the reality of every war, of every conspiracy. And this can be proven. Not outbursts, not claims. I mean proven with facts of history. History you won't find written in the history books, by the way. Now, on a roll, continuing, what if I told you that the version of history you were taught in school was heavily revised to favor your own nation's agenda while hiding its crimes? And in doing so, fostered an unrealistic sense of a false patriotism used to manufacture your allegiance to a corporate entity masquerading as your government. This is the same for Russia, China, you name the country, it fits for every single one of them. Did you know that 1944, for example, there was a study being done on how positive love helps individuals strive, why negative love, abuse and neglect and so forth, results in illicit drug use, self-inflicted harm, homelessness, etc. Now, why did they want to study this back in the 1940s? Would it be because they're going to start the manufacture of babies? Oh yeah, I've already got that documented, man. They've already got an artificial womb. They all can ready to transplant wombs already. They can turn a man into a woman and a woman into a man already. They've got an artificial womb. Did you all know that? They can manufacture whatever they want. It's already done. So they need to find these things out. Well, that's the backstory. So, this experiment was conducted in the United States on babies that were cared for physiologically, and they strictly withheld all sources of affection. In the United States in 1944, it was carried out on 40 newborn infants. And this was to determine whether the individuals could thrive alone on basic physiological needs without affection. Well, 20 newborn infants were housed in a special facility. They had caregivers who would go in to feed them, bathe them, change their diapers, but they would do nothing else. I've caught this experiment in several different places. Brian Tracy talks about it in his lecture series. I found it documented in other places. It happened. So these caregivers have been instructed not to look at or touch the babies more than what was necessary. never communicate with them, and all their physical needs were attended to, and the environment was kept sterile. None of the babies becoming ill. The experiment was halted after 4 months. 4 months. At which time, at least half of the doggone babies, half of them died at that point. Here in America. And two more died even after being rescued, brought into a more natural family environment. There's no physiological cause for the baby's death at all. They're all physically very healthy, because each baby, before each baby died, there was a period where they would stop verbalizing and start to engage with their caregivers and generally stop moving or cry or even change the expression. Death would follow shortly. The babies who had given up before being rescued died the same manner. Even though they'd been removed from the experiment, didn't matter. So the conclusion was that nurturing is actually very vital in humans. This is very important. Changing images of man. Stanford University project, much later, but it's all part of them trying to find out what makes you tick. While this was taking place in a separate facility, a second group of 20 newborn infants were raised with all their basic physiological needs provided for and addition of affection from the caregivers, and this time the outcome was expected. No deaths were encountered. That would result in death. As newborns. Now, that means they're in the mother's matrix. Now let that rest on your mind a minute. Now watch this. Let's connect some dots here. How evil these... You know, there's words I want to use, I can't. Because I said I wouldn't use these words anymore. When I read these things about our veterans, when I read these things what these people do, well, the old me wants to come out sometimes. I'll be honest with you. So, a child is in her mother's matrix from the time she's born, newborn, comes right on out. For 4 years, recall, your memory doesn't start to about 5 or 6 years old now, does it? You're still alive. You're always hungry. You're going poo-poo. You know, your functions are working. But your memory really doesn't start till about 5 years old. And you're still out of the old womb, you know? Because you're in your mother's matrix still, even though you're outside the body. You're still being cared for by your mama. Has a great effect on you. That's, you got it now? All right, I'm going to slam dunky here now. Watch this. So about 5 years old, you're now aware of your environment. You're like, sometimes you can remember some of the things you did when you were 5 and 6. Your grandmother will remind you. Do you remember when you, I remember that. Oh, I got a bank for it, didn't I? Yeah, I know why now. Sometimes it's funny stuff. You remember it 5 years old, 6. Okay, watch this. In 1973, when they started the takedown of America in 1950, but 1973, the baby boomers, school teachers, some of them just getting out of college, Dr. Chester Pierce, a medical doctor, addressed publicly 2,000 teachers. Now, this is representative of all colleges, all professors, all public schools that are humanists. Every one of them are. All right? So I'm just going to give you this one quote, which represents all of them with evidence. Dr. Pierce addressed 2,000 teachers in Denver, Colorado, in a teachers' conference in 1973. And here's what he said. Now, listen carefully. Dr. Pierce said to 2,000 teachers, quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future, unquote. Now, from what I've said the past 20 minutes, I've read this quote before. Now, I think what I've said is giving a little bit more punch to it. Paul Brandwine, B-R-A-N-D-W-E-I-N, he was at the same time period thereabouts an influential educator. He taught, quote, any child who believes in God is mentally ill, unquote. Ashley Montagu spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in 1970 in Anaheim, California, and she said, quote, the American family structure produces mentally ill children, unquote. Now you know what they're doing to your children in school, what they did to us in school. It's always been a socialist system. Always, in every school, every time, always it's been that way. We were a testing case. And last but not least, Jan Blitz on the Clinton administration. You know what she said? Now, how does a child achieve all this at 5 years old when he's just out of the mother's matrix? Because the silent generation would pass that on to their children, who then would pass it on to their children. So they had to stop it in 1950, 1960. To start the takedown of America. That was discussed in Tavistock, a behavior think tank in London. Oh, yeah. In a globalist publication, This World, praised at UN Convention in winter of 1984, the title of the article was, quote, what's wrong with children's rights? Yeah, unquote. Well, here's the final part of it. Jan Blitz said, and I quote, the traditional family structure imposes upon children attitudes of restraint, deference, obedience, and shame, breaks their will, represses their sexuality, turning them into artificial, authoritarian, sex-negating, compulsive, competitive, and manipulative human beings, unquote. Lenin said, to destroy the country, you destroy the family. The humanists say, quote, and their tenets believe that the traditional family must be eliminated in order to attain world peace. Now you know why. So they must target our veterans. They must get rid of the baby boomers. They must bring the Humanist Manifesto into full steam to bring in the New World Order. That is exactly what's going on today. Now, to bring it more down to earth here, to your front doorstep, a report by the Council of the Club of Rome, a member of the round table that reports to the Committee of the 300, Illuminati, a report from the Council of the Club of Rome, that works on reducing population by evil means. Oh, yeah. By Alexander King and Bertrand Schneider, 1991, said, and I quote, in searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. In their totality, and in their interactions, these phenomena do constitute a common threat with demands, and it demands the solidarity of all peoples. But in designating them as the enemy, we fall into a trap about which we have already warned, namely mistaking systems for causes. All these dangers are caused by human intervention. It's only through changed attitudes and behavior that they can be overcome. The real enemy then is humanity itself, unquote. Richard Perle, in The Prince of Darkness, said, and I quote, "Dictatorships start wars because they need external enemies to exert internal control over their people," unquote. That's called the Hegelian dialectic. Tactics don't work. Rules of engagement controls the conduct of war, not strategy. That's how World War II was fought. That's how Korea was fought. That's how Vietnam was fought. That's how Iraq is being fought. And that's why they're killing our troops. Pat Tillman, Chris Kyle, assassinations, every one. To keep them quiet. That's why they killed 22 SEALs in a helicopter 2 months after Bin Laden supposedly was assassinated or killed or whatever. They never killed him then. He was killed in 2001. They lied. The government lied about killing Bin Laden. Confirmed. Vladimir Bhutto, 2007. Omar Sheikh killed Bin Laden on David Frost's show. She was killed 2 months after she made that declaration. She was assassinated by ISI, Pakistan Intelligence, and CIA killed her. I played the recording before and her assassination, actual recording of it. David Rockefeller. You know David Rockefeller, right? Yeah. They made $200 million off of World War I, the death of our soldiers, Marines, and only God knows how many civilians. The Rockefellers made blood money off of that. They said, and I quote, "We're on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order," unquote. But you know, this is not new. This is old, man. This is so old. You know what Jeremiah said? Jeremiah, the Old Testament, 11:9. He said, "And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They're turned back the iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words, and they went after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel, house of Judah, have broken my covenant, which I made with their forefathers," unquote. But see, it's not a Jewish conspiracy. That's ridiculous. It's not an Arab conspiracy. That's ridiculous. Secret society conspiracy, it is. But family, that goes back. The Egyptian pharaohs. Oh, come on, Tom. Yeah, you're talking about Egyptian pharaohs. We're talking about, hey, we got ISIS today. Yeah, really? That's going to lead me to the next step. You see, the pharaohs of Egypt, on the bloodline of the royal families today, the pharaohs migrated to Europe and became the Illuminati. Oh, yeah. The Caesars were there to kill the Christians. Remember Moses? Family, it's all connected. The Queen Elizabeth II today, Prince Philip, all the bloodlines can trace her bloodline and the Italian Illuminati, the Roman Catholic, the Roman Empire, can trace its bloodlines all the way back to the pharaohs of Egypt. Literally. Charlemagne, King John. Yes, sir. Now you know how deep this goes. Egyptian were hybrids of another hierarchy. Tribe of Dan was exiled out of the 12 tribes of Judah, 12 tribes of under Isaac and Jacob. They went rogue, became Jewish merchants. Ashkenazi, Khazars, the royal family of Saudi Arabia, are all linked together, bloodline. With the Bushes, with Queen Elizabeth, with kings and queens of Spain, all of them are the same bloodline. They don't want you to know that. Oh, it gets deeper. I'm going to head there. Myron Fagan said, and I quote, "The idea was that those who direct the overall conspiracy could use the differences in the so-called ideologies, Marxism, fascism, socialism, then versus democracy, capitalism, to enable them, the Illuminati, to divide larger and larger portions of the human race into opposing camps, so they would be armed, brainwashed, and fighting and destroying each other." That has worked perfectly. After each other, unquote. Myron Fagan. And to sum it up, as I continue on with this part, the last part of this part, yeah. Quote, "Because every conspiracy is simply a step in the outward manifestation of Lucifer's determined rebellion toward God as executed by his human agents," unquote. Anonymous. Don't know who wrote that. This is what's really going on today. This is the reality that these Harvard professors are missing at Stanford and Yale. I don't care which one it is. The networks, they're not telling you this truth. Did you know that four U.S. journalists were dead past 24 hours before February the 14th? Bob Simon, car crash. David Carr died suddenly after interviewing Edward Snowjob. Oh, I'm sorry. Edward Snowden. Snowden of Thieves. Edward Snowden's he's part of the Illuminati. He's a liar. He'll tell part truth to hook you. Then he talks about UFOs. That's the crook. Same thing with Assange and Manning. They all have a role that the Illuminati has assigned them. They'll tell you enough truth to hook you, and then here comes the crook. They always got a hook on it. Well, David Carr died suddenly after interviewing Edward Snowjob and just came out against Brian Williams from NBC while on CBS, called Williams out for lying about being shot in the Iraq War. Bob Hager, an NBC aviation expert, head-on crash. Brian Williams were off the air for lying about the Iraq War. Guess they let him live. Four journalists. 24 hours. Masons, you want to bet that they are not going to take you out? See, God puts a strain on you. He puts a conviction. This is the one thing they fear the most, is a darn deathbed confession. Doggone it. That's what they fear. That's why they're going to kill FDR at Yalta. That's why at least four of the presidents were assassinated you don't know about. That darn deathbed confession, that conviction McKinley had, JFK had, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Bobby Kennedy, Barry Jennings, that conviction gets them every time. Did you know that Tim Russert died in 2008 of cancer? But 2004, he did something very interesting. You know, Tim Russert, the broadcaster, or talk show, whatever, was trained as a Jesuit. He's a Jesuit. Did you know that? He took the blood oath. Tim Russert did. He asked government representatives too many hard questions on his show, Meet the Press. And he also exposed the Yale Secret Society Skull and Bones with George Bush and John Kerry, his cousin. Yeah, George Bush and Kerry are cousins, by the way. Both of them are skull and bones. They play the role of being against each other, but they're liars. He also testified against Scooter Libby and even hinted at 911 2001 being an inside job. Russert was a real journalist in a sea of yes men comprised of the rest of the Western mainstream media prostitutes. So 2004 was when he interviewed the Bushes. And then later on, all these other things happened. And they just had to get rid of him. For example,
you were both in Skull and Bone, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the website.
Number 322?
First of all, he's not the nominee. But I look forward.
Are you prepared to lose?
No, I'm not going to lose.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets, Tim, but one thing is not a secret. I disagree with this president's direction that he's taking the country. We can do a better job, and I intend to do it.
And we'll be watching. Be safe on the campaign trail. John Kerry, thanks for joining us. And we'll be right back.
Now, 322 is a secret number for Skull and Bones. 322, you will find the secret to that number is in your Bible, Genesis 3:22, chapter 3, verse 22. It says, "And the Lord God said, Behold, the man has become as one of us to know good and evil, and now, lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever." That's her secret. The Rosicrucian secret. The Illuminati secret of becoming gods and living forever. That's their secret. That's what 322 means. They took him out. He made too many mistakes. He wouldn't stop. Matter of fact, Helena Blavatsky. Let's see here. We find some kind of a pattern here. Helena Blavatsky brought the first phase of the New Age movement, which is going to overtake the Catholic Church, by the way. Teilhard de Chardin, Jesuit priest, Chardin, was the father of the New Age movement, early 1900s. Helena Blavatsky was the mother of the New Age movement. So, yes, Tom Russert, by the way, died from a heart attack. Family, they have ways of giving you cancer, like Russo got cancer. And they can give you a heart attack in a heartbeat. No pun intended. Not a problem whatsoever. Tim Russert. Family, they murdered him like they did Chris Kyle, Pat Tillman, 22 SEALs, to keep them quiet, and 26 suicides per day. So the troops can't come back and say they're bringing drugs back in the dead bodies of our soldiers, like they did in Vietnam. You heard me right. Blavatsky brought the New Age movement from 1870 to 1890. First phase. I got this documented in Illuminati textbook. Signs of Christ, Harold Belliaz, 1977. Blavatsky brought the first phase of the New Age movement, which you can trace it back to Nimrod. That is the old religion that we're talking about, that the Roman Catholic Church covered over. Yeah, buddy. Blavatsky started in 1870, 1871, finished in 1890. She died in 1891, early. The second phase of the New Age movement was around 1919 to 1949. And guess who that was? Alice Bailey was channeled, brought the second phase of the New Age movement. It ended in 1949, and she died in 1949. Westcott and Hort, two Freemasons. They corrupted the modern Bibles of today. They couldn't touch a King James Bible. They convinced a committee to update the Bibles since the King James was reigning. They finished about 1897 time frame. Well, Westcott and Hort, they died around 2-3 years after. Veterans, suicides, 22 to 26 per day. Between 2006, 2011, thereabouts, 300 microbiologists contracted with the government died in various different ways. 300 of them. Four newscasters, 24 hours. Plus one was laid off. Tim Russert, we've talked about. Family, I could go on and on and on. God puts a conviction in your soul. Some people answer it because they've taken a blood oath. They die. Because the Illuminati will not let you live once you've worked for them. And what God does with that, I don't know. It's over my pay grade. But I'm telling you, there's a pattern. And when it says in the protocols that Freemasons will be executed at the highest level, and quote, all others will die as if by some illness, unquote, it will happen. Of that, there's no question. And I'm trying to warn you. What I'm telling you today is very dangerous. But then I'm a small guy, you know? Well, I'm not a small guy. I had a lot of hot dogs and hamburgers. But you understand what I mean. Well, let's go back, and I'm going to tell you one more thing here before I get into what I want to talk about later on. I got all kinds of things to talk about. Well, I should, shouldn't I? I have a radio broadcast. I have a sense of humor. I study this stuff all hours of the night, every day, 7 days a week. I have for over 6 years. I discovered this truth. I went through the six phases you go through. I went through all of it. And now I'm on the attack. I'm on the offensive for as long as I can. Whether I'm popular or not popular or international or national or just local, I don't care. I'll let God do what he will with my broadcast. I make nothing for this. This has no personal... Matter of fact, I pay money myself. I don't get anything for this at all. I get zero. But I'm dedicated to it. Only death is going to stop me or loss of electricity. I'm determined to continue one way or the other. I'm driven about it. Well, I got something else to tell you that you're going to find quite interesting, I suppose. Going back to the royal bloodline, remember you can trace her bloodline back to pharaohs of Egypt? Yeah. Your royal families, Queen Elizabeth and King, it's King, Queens, all those worldwide. Oh, before I go, ho, 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 wait a minute. Somebody asked me a question. I better answer this before I go to the next step. I'm glad they asked me this. The New Age movement is the movement, is the religion of the Antichrist. That's coming. The Roman Catholic Church covered it over in 325 AD, the Council of Nicaea. The Roman Catholic Church is the skin, the covering skin, the outer shell of the New Age movement. It goes back to the Nimrod family. The New Age movement is a religion of the ancient mystery schools that brought to you by Nimrod, channeled by the hierarchy, Great White Brotherhood, as they're called. So it didn't work to kill Christians. They Christianized it, called it Christianity. brought into the Roman Catholic Church. And the first pope was Constantine. Before that was church fathers or whatever, but Constantine was the first pope. And he said, I'm a Christian. He beat Maxentius at the bridge, took over Rome, and placated the Christians then, said, I'm Christian, I'll protect you, or whatever. That's where Roman Catholicism came from. The cover over the New Age movement. Don't forget about the Inquisition and all that that went through and so forth and so on. But fast forward, by the 1800s, it's time to bring in to the public, well, actually to the root system of getting ready for the 20th century, the New Age movement in three phases. Blavatsky was the first phase. Alice Bailey was the second phase. I don't want to get into detail on that, but I'm just letting you know. And the third phase, since 1949, ended the second phase. The third phase was 1975. I Am a God, Shirley MacLaine. David Spangler. 1975, I found out separately from other investigation and research that Michael Aquino of the Pentagon, founder of the Temple of Set, a Satanist that controls your MKUltra program at your Pentagon, invoked the Prince of Darkness in 1975 to begin the revelatory stage of the New Age movement that lasts until today. Started in 1975. That's the third stage of the New Age movement. Teilhard de Chardin gave his contribution to go to the second stage. And that's going to go back. That's why the Roman Catholic Church will re-spiritualize, morph, you want to call it, in the New Age movement. The phoenix shall rise. Or so they think. That's what's coming. And then will be the revival of the Holy Roman Empire. The European Union. Now, I'm not going to go any further with that because that in itself is I've already talked about that in Bible study. That'll take me away from what I want to talk about earlier today, but someone asked the question, and you should be concerned about the New Age movement because that is the religion of the Antichrist. It's based on humanism. Now you see. They've been preparing us for it all along. I may talk about that Friday in more detail. Remind me. Who I'm talking to, remind me that. We'll talk about it on Friday maybe. I'll simplify it. But that's what's coming down the pike, family. Keep your eyes on Greece and the new leader. Keep your eyes on him. Anyway, did you all know King George VI, who was second cousin to Prince Philip, he married his daughter, Queen Elizabeth, second cousins. How about that? So looking further into the royal family through research, Elizabeth II and Prince Philip, mixed in with Queen Elizabeth's blue bloodline. What's mixed in with her bloodline family is the blood of the Muslim prophet Muhammad. And this is according to Brooks Peerage, the genealogical guide to royalty. The blood of Muhammad, the prophet, Islam, is in the veins of the Queen Elizabeth. It's a little known by the British people, but all the Muslim religious leaders, they're proud of this fact. And remember that Muhammad the Prophet was brought up by the 6 years old by the Vatican through the Arab church fathers. Till he was 25 years old. Then he married Khwajana, who was a wealthy widow. Remember 6 years old? He's missing what? His mother. Six. The Vatican raised Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, who was in bloodline with the royal family. Oh, yeah. Until he was 25 years old. Then he married Quajana, and she was 40 years old, and she was an Arab nun. The Windsor royal family is descended from Mohammed, the prophet, through the Arab kings of Seville, and they were once ruled by Spain. And by marriage, their blood passed to the European kings of Portugal and Castile, and through them to England's 15th century King Edward IV. So, Prince Philip was of German descent. Queen Elizabeth of English-Scottish descent. German blood. Roman Catholic. Roman Empire. Germany. Italy. Sound familiar? And if one wants to look through their ancestral line, you'll find that the German heritage takes up more than half of the English-Scottish line. She's a connector between the Merovingian bloodline and the Carolingian bloodline. You see, Philip's three surviving sisters, each of them had married a German princess. Some of them had Nazi connections. And Philip's sister, nor their husbands were allowed to at the wedding because of the Nazi connections, the relationship to Nazi Germany. They couldn't show it publicly. So now you can understand when I've told you that Churchill, Stalin, Queen Elizabeth II were all second cousins to the Rothschilds. And every president that we've had, except one, Van Buren, every president we've had are upper-level cousins of the Merovingian bloodline. Every president we've had. This includes the Saudi Arabian royal family. We're Jewish merchants. Carlyle Group. Y'all getting the picture here? Philip trained at the Hitler Youth curriculum, but his German brothers-in-law, with whom he lived, all became high-ranking figures in the Nazi party. Pope Benedict was a Nazi brown shirt. So then it shouldn't be any surprise when I tell you that the British monarchy and the bankers, they backed Hitler and the Nazis. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a quote. Yeah, see, here we go. Where's that sucker at? Oh, yeah. Historian Anthony Sutton. You see, the major source of Hitler's financial power came from a chemical cartel called IG Farben. And IG Farben had a little-known source of his enormous power as Wall Street, USA. Quote, historian Anthony Sutton, he said, and I quote, "Without the capital money supplied by Wall Street, there would have been no IG Farben in the first place, and almost certainly no Adolf Hitler and World War II," unquote. This is confirmed in many places. How about that, huh? So now you can understand why Churchill set up the Lithuania for death. Why FDR, Churchill, the Japanese elite, planned Pearl Harbor in the 1920s. You heard me right. You heard me exactly right. Now you can see why FDR said what he said March 4th, 1939. I read you yesterday. Family, we're being lied to. All of you. Russia, China, America, Scandinavia, every one of you. You're all being lied to. The militaries are being taught. Well, we have enemies. But I've told you before, it's like taking two pit bull dogs that never saw each other before They don't hate each other. But you throw them in the middle of the ring, and they're going to fight to the death. That's what they've done. And by the way, I don't care if you believe in Lucifer or Satan or not. They do. And they do rituals. And death rituals. Now I got something else for you. Muhammad the Prophet, in the bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II, they're all family members. So was Genghis Khan, Attila the Hun, Charlemagne, King John the Fourth. Family, this is how this bloodline has been set up, going all the way back to the pharaohs of Egypt. Carried forth. And this can be traced. This is what's really going on today in this world. Now, some of you might not be able to take all that. I don't know. I can't help it. But the Lord put it on my heart to tell you. And by George, I'm telling you. Oh, George. George, okay. Never mind. Family, that's what's going on today. That's what we're all fighting for. How do they find their recruits? Well, I'll tell you how. The schools and the colleges. They ferret out the best of the best. That's where you get your GPA from. They want to know who's the best of the best. That's where you get your scholarships from. Your Rhodes Scholars have taken a blood oath against you. Rhodes Scholars, look it up on your own. Do it right now. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars, the oath they take. I'm not going to read you the oath here today. But you can find it yourselves. They give you awards, valedictorians. Boy Scouts was created by the Freemasons. Boy Scouts was. A. Truat talks about how there's abuse in many of the Boy Scouts' troops. Freemasons created Boy Scouts. So they have Eagle Scouts. They have the Order of the Era. Secretive. The best of the best. They give them offers. You want to work for us? That's how it really works. The fraternities, the sororities, they take blood oaths, just like the Freemasons do. The elite of the elite goes to the Skull and Bones, or to sororities, fraternities, to make them special above everybody else. So they recruit them, and they take the blood oath, and they become the leaders that you have today. Brainwashed from college. Oh, that's not all. MK Ultra. It's like a fish farm. 750,000 children missing every year in one study, 2012. They accounted for, about 250,000, give or take. And they give some other accounts, like 50,000 here. I said, whoa, wait a minute. I said, hold on a minute. They're missing 550,000. Yeah, that's exactly right. Unaccounted for. Senator Schaefer was going after Child Protective Service, the child thieving ring that they are for the CIA. Senator Schaefer of Georgia, Nancy Schaefer, yeah, she was killed by her husband of 50-some years, shot her in the back, killed himself. Uh-huh. She's going down, man, getting down on Child Protective Service. And also to help stop the North American Union from forming. He got the picture now. Ooh, I've told you all some stuff today. Well, family, I got more to tell you tomorrow, too. I like to kind of hit the ground running. Well, I kind of did today, I think. Some of you maybe not think so, but people in the know, they know I've hit it on all eight cylinders today. So, I go through the news and I look for articles that line up with their objectives. That's how I do it. Did you know that there's tetanus vaccines were found spiked with sterilization chemicals against Africans? confirmed. This is how they do it. The vaccines, the pollution, war. And use humanist manifesto to keep us all directed toward their direction. They have what they're coming up with now is the UN individual rights, UN rights of the child. There we go. The UN rights of the child sounds like a good thing for the rights of the child, right? No. I'm not going to go over it right now, but there's like 7 or 8 articles I found in it that are there to take your children away from you. So they got to get Congress to sign off on it. They failed to do it in 1989. So now they got to show you how children are being abused in the schools and so forth. So we'll push our senators to sign that treaty once and for all, that conviction, and overrides any so-called constitution. When they get it signed, then the UN will own your children. They're not telling you that. So they're going to come up with articles on a regular basis to show how the high schools and colleges are abusing your children. One article came out, high schooler catches a teacher bullying him on camera. They have these things every day. Another article I found, how public schools treat special needs students, handcuffs, scream rooms, and duct tape. What schools do that? But they want you to see it. They want you to know. They're promoting incest nowadays. They got in the articles. Quote, on falling in and out of love with my dad. This is not tabloids. This are regular news. Quote, I had sex with my father. Oh, my gosh. Daughter reveals shocking details of relationship with her dad after meeting him for the first time, age 19. So they got these articles coming out, are training articles. They're training you. Rosemont High School, Wisconsin, played a prank on their students in the auditorium. Supposed to be funny. Well, they knew what they were doing. There was a ritual is what it was, but they played it off like it was a mistake. The students were blindfolded, and the prank was somebody was going to kiss them, and they had to... This is a high school that did this. And then they had to describe who it was as a prank. Well, here's the prank. The prank was it brought the parents in. It got ugly. And you can see it on YouTube. I mean, so the principal apologized 3 days later, but you know how that is. It was just ritual. This is how they play this game on the news. That's why they need the newscasters to do the right thing for them. And when the newscasters get a little twinge of conviction, they'll remove them. See how important it is for them, for the news to carry this nonsense? And they'll take these articles and they'll make it viral throughout the United States. And you read it, it becomes a training, a brainwashing mechanism in media on purpose. That's how they do it. It's that deep. Now, Sal's going to talk about troop suicides. I know I'm skipping around, but it's all actually connected. Every bit is connected. I inferred about suicide being a way that they're getting rid of our troops, and they are. The rules of engagement are used to manage the battlefield. That strategy doesn't work. When they have an agenda, they'll make sure that battle is lost or won by the rules of engagement. That's how it really works there, commanders. That's why it worked in Korea, and that's why you couldn't achieve anything in Vietnam. You were not allowed to. Agent Orange was to be tested on the Vietnamese. Agent Orange was to cause cancer in our troops. And in fact, they have a field system where they took the Agent Orange barrels empty and used them as showerheads for our troops in Vietnam. The Agent Orange barrels were used as showerheads. made shower units out of them. Agent Orange is cancerous. Dioxins. They wanted the baby boomers dead on the long term. And that would have been the baby boomers in Vietnam. So by 1970s, 1975, it's over. The death began in 1975 to 2012. A study was done. And in addition to the 68,000 dead in Vietnam, of our military, 100,000 in addition was by suicide. 8,000 plus or minus every year die by suicide of our veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan. It's being orchestrated. I've got a study on my website. Make up your own mind. In 2013, suicide rate among vets and active duty military jumped up to 22 per day. 2 years later, reported 26 per day. Something's wrong with that picture. A veteran protest, the veteran suicide rate jumped from 18 to 22 per day in that 2013 report. Almost once every hour, every 65 minutes to 80 minutes, to be precise, a military veteran committed suicide. Tell me, that's not right. Something's wrong with this picture. Study was done by the Department of Veterans Affairs. And by far the most extensive study of veteran suicides ever conducted, report issued back then, examined suicide data from 1999 to 2010. And what happened was, the data was compared with a previous investigation that had been conducted over the same time period, which found a suicide rate of 18 per day. And many of the suicides involved older veterans. 69% of suicides recorded were by veterans aged 50 and older. But another way to look at it was that 31% of suicides were by veterans 49 and younger. In other words, by men in the prime of their life commit suicide. Why? You say, well, post-traumatic stress. Yeah, but 18 to 26 per day? And that's low count. Because some of the deaths were listed as accidents. So that rate is probably low. And then there were shocking common active duty suicides. Just 2 weeks from that date, the military released data that suicides among those on active duty hit a record high of 2012. The year 2012. And they say there were 349 suicides among active duty personnel, almost one per day. That means that there are now more suicides among active duty soldiers than there are combat deaths. What's going on? Suicides sometimes go unreported because the cause of death unreported because of stigma. The data collected was from 21 states because they're the only states which military status is listed in the death certificate. They were then extrapolated to apply to all 50 states. Family, this is an unreported epidemic. Why would this be? And they appeared that veteran suicides remain undeterred even by current efforts that's trying to curb it. Paul Rykoff headed a 2006 2012 or 13 or so, headed an organization that was to curb suicides. It just increased it. But Paul Rykoff is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. That was a major problem. They're there to slow it down and give the facade that they're actually doing something about it. Because they're not. They want those veterans dead. Because they know too much. And they're a threat to the United Nations when they take over the North American Union. They don't want them talking about what's going on over in Iraq and Afghanistan, using the Iraqi citizens as guinea pigs from the effects of new weapons, bringing drugs back over from Afghanistan. Don't want anybody talking. You know, Department of Veterans Affairs, you have good and you have bad. It's mixed bag. You have some really good counselors, really good administrators, and then you got those at high level that are there to slow things down or misdirect. There's always a battle in the Veterans Affairs at the highest level. People want to do good, and people said, you're not going to. This is very disturbing, to say the least. It just seems to be just continuing. Nobody's challenged anybody and said, why does the Council of Foreign Relations have anything to do with it? Because that's the enemy anyway. Joint Chief of Staff are sitting on their hands because they're members of the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, or they briefed the Council of Foreign Relations. There's a fox in the hen house, for sure. You know, at one time, there was a project in the Sierra Nevada Corporation that stated that it would begin production of the Medusa. Now, according to research, this weapon bypasses the eardrum, and what it does, it uses a pulsed microwave, like a laser, but this is a microwave, has a microwave audio effect. It creates voices and sounds in the heads of the targeted person. The sounds can be heard by the target person or persons, although they can be below the awareness threshold of the individual. Sometimes they don't have to hear it. When they're above, the U.S. Supreme Court states it's torture. You know, they even got brain chips. They're going to put in the brain to treat post-traumatic stress. You got to be kidding me. Those brain chips then would help enhance the voices in the head. This is, family, I traced the technology of the microchips back to 1971. Dr. Dr. Robert and Ralph Schwetzebel, one of them's of Harvard. They're brothers, twin evil brothers. 1971. Coercive behavior modification techniques with offenders. Implanting a device in the body with a transponder could deliver electrical shock anywhere in the world in 1971. They could monitor sexual response, they could listen to conversations, monitor sexual response, deliver electrical shock to the body, and could track them in 1971. Can you imagine what they can do today? Yeah. I have a copy of the study, by the way. It's a 97-page monograph. Anthony Sutton talks about the voices that can be heard by microwave transmission. Now, many of these veterans that's coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan suffer harm and hardship from one or type of both of these weapons. They won't talk to you about the voices. Sometimes they keep it to themselves because they think it's the post-traumatic stress or they're losing it. Well, I'm here to tell you they're not. technology. The psychotropic drugs open up portals for supernatural intervention, which is not good. Bad intervention. The drugs, psychotropic drugs, Zoloft and all these other drugs, such as 20, 30 pills, it lessens their ability to control their soul. Literally. It is alchemy. It's called voice-to-skull technology. If you look up sections called the microwave scream inside your skull, it's non-lethal microwave weapon as used on the Iraqis in the first war. Why do you think he had so many to come out of the hiding and surrender? They use these weaponry. The U.S. military bankrolled this project, early development of non-lethal microwave weapon that created sound inside your head. But in the end, the gadget is also being used in shopping malls, Walmart especially. Oh, yeah. Ararat, Virginia, they got one. Walmart up there. You step in a certain aisle, and you start hearing the TV. You step backwards, and you don't hear it no more. Like, what? I can see it, but I can't hear it. You step back in the aisle, and you can hear it. What's going on here? You step back, and I can't hear it no more. What Medusa means is mob excess deterrent using silent audio. Medusa. And this is not to be confused with the long-range acoustic devices. Other gadgets they use project sound. And the one uses the so-called microwave auditory effect. So what it is a beam of microwave is turned into sound by the interaction with your head. Nobody else can hear it unless they're in the beam as well. Or if you have the microchip it's keyed into. Yeah. Now, take that and put it into a cloud using harp, and you have the one called Sananda or Maitreya or whatever you want to call himself, when they appear, and you can hear them inside your head, everybody can, now you know how they're going to do it. Christians, those non-Christians don't know about this, are going to hear this voice in their head, and they're going to freak out something awful. It'll be in the language. Benjamin Krim talks about this. Military causes a telepathic ray gun. As mentioned in 1998, U.S. Army study turned up in a recent Freedom of Information Act. Some 5 years after it started, the Navy decided to put some research and design dollars into the project. Dr. Lev Sadovic, in research, provides some details. He says there are health risks with it. The largest issue, the biggest issue for the microwave weapon is not the radiation. It's the risk of brain damage from the high-intensity shockwave created by the microwave pulse. The Russians used this in one of the embassies. Woodpecker, I think they call it. Look up Petarich. Ethel Sutton talks about this. Can you imagine what they can do if they do increase the intensity of the microwave? It give you a stroke, a heart attack. Now you got it. Slowly, slowly, I bring you up to it. They also have a heat wave that they use for crowd control. It's like a ray gun of some sort. And it works as well. I've seen it operate. A group of military veterans are suing to get the CIA to come clean about allegedly implanting the remote devices in their brains, the septal implants. 7,800 veterans are suing the CIA and the Department of Defense for septal implants. As well known, the CIA was testing substances like LSD on soldiers that began in the 1950s. Less is known about allegations that they implanted electrodes in the subjects. That was for later. And in 2009, a lawsuit claimed that the CIA intended to design and test the septal implants, electrodes, that enable them to control human behavior. This lawsuit, that because the government never disclosed the risk, the subjects were not able to get informed consent. I've demonstrated several times on research projects. I've played the auditory, the audio for the projects, about how they attached electrodes in the brains of mice and rats, whatever, and could control them. It also talked about how they did with the humans. This is what they're doing today. There was one point when one of the subjects were ordered to visit a building with a chain link fence that had test animals, including dogs and cats and guinea pigs and monkeys. And after this person reported, he is strapped across the chest, his wrists and ankles, to a gurney. And this individual would regain consciousness after brief moments. And on one such case, one such incident, he remembered being covered with a great deal of blood. Assumed it was his own blood, but did not really know the source. So also portions of his arm and back were blue. His wrists and ankles were bruised and sore at the points where he had been strapped to the gurney. And this individual believed that there was a time period where a septal implant was placed in his brain. Now defendants placed some sort of implant in this individual's right ethmoid sinus near the frontal lobe of his brain. Now that would hurt, I imagine. And the implant appeared on a CAT scan as a foreign body of undetermined composition, plastic or some other composite material. His right ethmoid is confirmed by a radiology report dated June 30th, 2004, according to the researcher. And you know, according to a 1979 book by former State Department Intelligence Officer John Marks, CIA in the search for a Manchurian candidate, that's your MK Ultra, Colonel Michael Kino's little projects, there's an internal 1961 memorandum, according to research, by top agency scientists reported that, quote, the feasibility of remote control of activities in several species of animals has been demonstrated. Special investigations and evaluation will be conducted toward the application of selected elements of these techniques to man. This kind of goes along with the Harvard study of coercive behavior modification techniques by Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwetzbell, Delgado, Putarich. Getting ready for a new world order, which they're not going to get. All this for nothing. But nevertheless, they're still trying it. It's already killing people, controlling people, practicing. Secret societies, that's the enemy. What else can I say? Well, I better say something else. I got 15 minutes, don't I? You know, watch your veterans when they come back and these pills that they give them, you know when they're going to flip. They don't know. Watch for signs of changes. Pray. Get close to Jesus Christ. One such reporter said, or one informer said that, quote, there's no question that these experiments were done by, but defendants say that they would, that they used private researchers, test subjects drawn from prisons, hospitals, and nursing homes as subjects. Not active duty military personnel, this individual said. CIA said it had no knowledge of this topic. Right. He also said that filed in a case described, quote, electrical devices implanted in brain tissue with electrodes in various regions, including the hippocampus, the hypothalamus, frontal lobe by the septum, the cortex, and various other places. Now, those of my regular followers in my broadcast, I've played the recordings before about how they did the lab rats. Family, this was old. This is confirmed now. It's how they do it. And our veterans are targeted. And for the reasons I told you, I just wonder when somebody's going to do something about it. I've been reporting this for 5 years, as hard as I could go, to try to bring this to the forefront. And the people involved that's doing it, that's my point. You're going to be targeted too. They will not let you live. Once they're done with you, they're going to kill you. They do it every time. That's my main point. So those doing it, you'd be best be coming out and whistleblowing. Because they're going to kill you anyway. A lot of what I'm talking about today is recorded. You can go back and say, well, I just don't believe that that's happening. All you got to do is research it. My past broadcasts, I've offered evidence, testimony, that y'all can find yourselves. I've talked about the Bonus Army before, back in 1932, how our own military, under control of General Blackjack Pershing, Army Chief of Staff General Douglas MacArthur, Major Patton, Dwight D. Eisenhower, had ordered the tanks and four troops of cavalry to march on our own World War I veterans in 1932. So they would do it. Because they did it. The idea there was to tick off our World War I veterans that wanted their bonuses so they could be used for military takeover of the U.S. government in 1933-34. But what they're going to do is catch them in the act. And declare martial law. I got a quote directly from FDR about that. When's it going to break? When's somebody going to stand up and start telling the truth? Well, I tell you, he's going to win it. That's going to be Jesus Christ. That's who. This is what it's coming down to. No, nothing man-made could, nobody man-made, this could never be man-made. This is part of a supernatural agenda. Because the major connector is all these secret societies, all these in the royal families, they in fact worship Lucifer. That's a connection. Bohemian Grove has all your presidents, your CEOs, your military leaders, Council of Foreign Relations, same thing, same people. Club of Rome, Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission, Royal Institute of International Affairs in London. Every country's got international affairs that's linked up to the Illuminati. They lose, family. But in the meantime, it's by your connection with the Holy Spirit. This is the bottom line. About not what's on this earth today, but what you're going to see in the future in eternity. That's real. But that's by faith. And the faith, when you have true faith, Holy Spirit's going to touch you and let you know, I'm here. But not unless you have true faith. You can't straddle the fence. You got to be on one side or the other. You can't play around on one side and think, well, if I just go to church and give my tithes and all that stuff, which that's another story, by the way, then I'm okay. Well, it don't work that way. You're either with him or you're not. Family, get with him. He's won already on the cross of Calvary. They have lost this war. What we're doing right now are counting the casualties. Wives, pray for your husband that came back from Iraq. Families, watch what your children learn. When they come back from school, you unravel that nonsense they were taught in school. Because I'm telling you, they were taught the Humanist Manifesto. They use values clarification to corrupt your children's thinkings. And what you tell them the right thing to do, they unravel it with values clarification training, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 9 months out of the year. I've already proven this many times. My regular listeners could tell you, showed you how they did it. So you take 15 minutes instead of watching that stupid football game or golf or Dance with the Stars. You say, son, daughter, come over here, man. What did they talk to you today? Did you all do any kind of role playing today? Tell me about it. Give them to tell you what they did. About the death education they get taught. About the role playing they did. About the values clarification studies they did. Mm-hmm. Then you unravel it. That's your homeschooling. To unravel what the nonsense that you learn in school today. You can unravel it every day, every night. On weekends. And don't go to a teacher's association meeting without having backup. Don't you yourself stand up, well, I don't want you teaching my kid how to do in school. It's not right. I'll teach him all that at home. Don't do it by yourself. Because they'll target you. You have meetings at your home before you go. You get a support group. So when you stand up and you're the one who's speaking, you got 3, 4, or 5 others on your side. That's how you do it. Until the Savior comes. Until that time comes. That this new world order, the tribulations begin. Until then, don't sit on your hands. But make your hands move. Revolution, armed revolution, will never work. The ones leading us are to use armed revolution as a means to declare martial law against you. So those promoting all this armed revolution are either deceived, dumb as rocks, or they're part of the agenda. Well, family, I got to go. There's no way they're going to win, but family, we got them. Tribulation's coming. I'm telling you. Whether this generation or the next or next month, I don't know. But live your lives, not in fear and worry. But like I said at the very beginning, 2 hours ago, through Jesus Christ and the eternal, not the physical, but the eternal, because everything physical goes away. Everything. Seek Jesus Christ and your family. Bring him back to prayer. Talk to them. Don't forget, my website is watchforjesus.com. My Facebook is watchforjesus. And also, I'm played up in randomly in highpointradio.net, John Kirkler. Sponsors he's got on his website, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He plays up there. Check him out. Family, I appreciate y'all coming by today, tonight, Bible study. We'll touch some subjects tonight, where the Lord leads me. I'll continue on tomorrow, what I'm talking about today. So I appreciate y'all's attention. And we'll see y'all tomorrow. Tonight, 8 to 9, Bible study. Or tomorrow, 4 to 6. On the Watch for Jesus program. And we're going to hit the ground running. Just like we did today. I just keep it going. Have now for 5 years, I guess. And I don't, so far, intend on stopping. So, y'all have a good night. God bless. And this is your watchman. My name is Thomas Campbell. I'm the host of this show. And you're welcome. And we'll see y'all tonight or tomorrow, as I said. Good night. God bless. It's your watchman signing off.
Eyes, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted in.
I am with you every day.